Civil War ended in 1865, but how long did the veterans of that war live? There is some controversy over who was the last man standing, but we do know this retirement home was caring for vets during the Truman administration. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
This is Andrew McRae inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rails Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. In the years following the Civil War, some veterans of the conflict were in need of care which they could not provide for themselves. Kay Russell explains that many states began to raise funds for homes for both Union and Confederate veterans.
Almost every southern state had a Confederate veteran home, and some states you don't think of, like California, had a small one in Los Angeles. This setup here was bigger than most of those. The 365 acres and the working farm was a lot different. A lot of other states just had the dormitories and supported them with state funds.
Missouri had a separate Union vets home in Rolla. Those who came to live at the Confederate Veterans Home in Higginsville usually made this their home for the rest of their life.
803 people are buried out there. That's roughly half of the people that came through the home. Most people that came here had to be poor and needed help, so there's not a lot of captains or generals or anything like that.
There are still parts of the home and grounds that stand as a memorial to the veterans of the Civil War.
We have the chapel. It was built in 1892. It's one of two Confederate home chapels still standing in the United States. The only other one's in Richmond, Virginia. We also have one of the original cottages left.
It's hard to believe, but there were veterans living here 90 years after the Civil War began.
When the state took over from the private ownership of the home, they had a deal with those people that the home had to stay open until the last veteran died. Well, Johnny Graves lived to be 108 years old. He didn't die until 1950.
Upon his death, the home was closed. Today, it is the Confederate Memorial State Historic Site. Traveling the countryside in Higginsville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.